This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I am excited and I'm thrilled that you all decided to join with me today in this glorious adventure of life. Life is so beautiful. It holds so many different things of life that sometimes some things take us by surprise and some things, you know, we plan for. But, you know, I wanted to talk today about something that I believe you guys will really like because, you know, every week I do my podcast on Wednesdays because it's hump day. You know, it's the middle of the week. We're halfway through it, halfway more to go, and we got the weekend. And I just love Wednesdays. They're just amazing days, and like every day is. And I wanted to sort of talk today about taking risk. You know, usually when I get together, you know, with the Lord every week, I like to try to find good subjects, good titles, good things, basically, that each and every one of us struggle with or go through. And the truth be told, when we look at taking a risk, like today's podcast is going to talk about, you know, I like that because it's that place where we all take risk in our lives. And the Bible makes it plain to sometimes just walk by faith and not by sight, which means a lot of times you won't have the answers. I mean, you really won't have the answers. You know, when people ask me, well, you know, when we deal with law of attraction, you know, does the law of attraction play into everything in the Bible? I say absolutely, because everything is built around and based on what you want, what you decide. You know, if you say, I decide I want to go the way of God, I decide I want to go, here's my desire, or I decide to do what's wrong, or I decide to, you know, hopefully not do this, but kill a person, or if I decide to marry this person, whatever it may be, there's options and choices that all are risk factors. They're all risk factors. And when we deal with faith, faith sometimes just lets us know you don't go by what you see or feel. And sometimes faith doesn't even really have an answer or even a definition. I mean, when I think of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that means sometimes it's things you're really hoping for, but you can't really put it into words, and you can't really put it into a place of being seen, but you just know that you know you gotta just take that risk. You gotta take that chance. You gotta go for it. And that's really a legitimate thing in the kingdom. It's okay to do that. And truthfully, we all do that every day of our lives. I mean, let's think for a moment about a baby being conceived. Do you really think a man and woman get together and say, hey, honey, here's what we're going to do. Tonight is the night. Like at 5 p.m., we're going to have intercourse and we're going to conceive a child. You're going to get pregnant. And I've checked the bank accounts earlier and we're all set to go. And we've got this amazing home. We got this beautiful car. I got my job. I mean, you know, no one really sits down and decides and organizes their sex life. You know, hope no one's listening. This is a rated G, trying to be. You know, but no one organizes their sex life. No one organizes to say, it's Monday night at 6 p.m. Okay, she's ovulating. Let's do this. I mean, you see what I'm saying, folks? Not everyone has a planned out routine. And I mentioned that between husband and wife as far as birthing only because of the fact it lets us know really the understanding of surprise, because most people get it to where they say, in this season, you know, we'd like to be able to start a family. In this time of our lives, we want to be able to look for another job. In this time of my life, I want to do this. In this time of my life, I want to do that. And these are things that I really want each and every one of you to understand, that a lot of times we have to begin to really decide and figure out, you know, but not put so much detail in it, because we have to allow faith to be there. And I wanted to share a couple of scriptures with you guys, because even when we're dealing with law of attraction being incorporated within everything that is biblical, because law of attraction actually is biblical, maybe the term, you know, that's been coined is not, but the term of the power of as what we think in our heart, so is us, so are we, that is a biblical statement. So when we're dealing with attraction, we're dealing with the fact of when we take a risk, we have a little unction to go by. We have a little vision. We have a little desire to go by. We ponder on that desire. We pray on that desire and, you know, pray it's God's will, and it happens. And so what that means for you is it's saying to you that a lot of times in your life, when you begin to say, I've got this vision, I really desire a wife, a husband, a child, I desire this and this. Well, you pull in your details, correct? You pull in your details, but you know in the back of your mind that, you're not going to get precisely exactly like the color, the detail, the this and that. There's always going to be a surprise in the mix of that. There's always a surprise in the middle of this. Are you with me? And the middle of this, has to bring a little bit of faith here, because God said in His Word that He comes back. He's looking for faith in the earth, and faith is what we are supposed to be walking in every day, because He comes back in us every day. Are you with me? And so knowing that, we have to begin to understand that faith is pulling upon your desires. But it also lets you know that it's not going to be the fullness of every single solitary detail of what it is that you think it should turn out to look like. Because if God's ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, then that means His idea for us, okay, His plan for us is that place where it's a little bit higher than how I'm thinking right now. It's a little bit higher than how I'm seeing it, because my mind can only go. Let me express something strong. My mind can only go to the limitation of my experience. And this is where a lot of Christians miss it, and they fail on their journey. Is you have to look and realize that Your brain can only take you to the place of limitation. And the place of limitation is where your experiences stop. You might say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, you have to believe it, because the fact that you're dealing with the fact that your brain can only take every bit of the experience of your life. I mean, look at dreams, for example. Dreams come from things that you've seen, you've experienced, that have been locked in your subconscious. And what does God do? He takes all the pieces of that puzzle of your life and experience, and He puts the pieces together that actually formulate something to make it look like the message He's trying to tell you, correct? And so from that and through that, that's what He does. And so you might say, well, I've never seen, this or that, and God showed me this one day. Trust me on this one, folks. God will use a visual that you have seen before, he can pull it, or maybe He can distort it by changing the color, because dreams are sometimes vivid, but yet there's still a little cloudiness because it's in a place of subconscious thought. And so that's one thing we have to understand. Now, let's back up here. Let's back out of the ditch, and let's get over to the place of risk and faith again. So with that said, you have to understand that you're being attracted to the thing in which you're desiring from the will of God. But you have to remember also that risk and faith has to take a place where you're looking at this, where you're actually looking at the situation, to say, hey, I've got to begin to step out on this thing that I feel like is me. I got to begin to step out on this thing and begin to just do it. Well, do you have all the details to it? No, but I got an idea. I got an idea of what I want. I got this plan. I got this desire. And through that, you got to begin to sort of understand that. You got to begin to understand that it's okay, because it's part of life to have faith incorporated within it. Okay, it's okay to have risk incorporated in it and not know the fullness of the details. And therefore, with that being said, I want to read you a scripture that'll help you guys out. Okay, and so I want to read for you in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20. Okay, and that says this. It says, "Then David said to Solomon his son, 'Be strong and courageous and do it.'" Now think of this for a moment. Be strong and courageous and do it. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you. Now here's what's great about this verse that I really love. Is here you hear where, David is telling Solomon his son, he says, be strong and courageous and do it. Now what's great about it is I like it because it doesn't just say be strong and courageous, but he says and do it. So think of it this way. Do you think that Solomon had all the details of this stuff? Not at all. Not one clue. He didn't at all. And from that, he just knew that, I gotta just do it, but I gotta be strong. And I think that's a key thing most of us miss, is I've got to be strong. And when you take a risk of life, you've got to be strong. And sometimes you have to be tough as nails. And sometimes it hurts people. And sometimes, because you don't mean to, but sometimes when you take a risk of life, not everyone's going to go with you. And you've got to begin to be okay with that. I think sometimes when people say, you know, I don't want to hurt people. If it's God's will, it'll all work out. You know, no one will get hurt. Everyone will be perfect. Everyone will go flow along with me. Or if they don't, they'll look at me with this gentle, sweet face and say, you know, hey, no big deal. Do what you got to do. Folks, you're living in a fairy tale world. You're living in a fairy tale world because that is not reality. And sometimes you take a risk. There's going to be people. I mean, think about people in the Bible. There are people who rose up to kill people. I mean, some people had to flee cities. I mean, you're talking about a lot of action here that is extreme action. Praise God, we don't have that today. Amen. And so because of that, you've got to begin to look at this and realize that, you know, when you take a risk and you step out by faith, that unfortunately you can walk in integrity and you can walk in love and you do, and it is your responsibility to do the best you can do to try not to hurt people. But unfortunately, people will get hurt because not everybody's wanting to go where you're going. Not everybody will go where you're going. In fact, there are people who will oppose where you're going in life. They'll oppose who you're marrying. They'll oppose where you're moving to. They'll oppose your job. They'll oppose you for no reason. Why do you not like me? I don't know. I just don't. You know, there's people that are like that. It doesn't excuse the fact for you to be ugly to them, mean to them, and say, well, I don't care about their feelings. We have responsibility to treat people like we do Christ. And that means it's our responsibility to be kind, be gentle, be compassionate, walk with people, help people understand certain things of life, yes. But then begin to understand that through that sometimes, you know, once you have really said things in wisdom and you've loved people and you're compassionate with them and you've gone the extra mile, sometimes, you know, that pain might be released a little bit, but sometimes it still might hurt and sometimes it still might be mad at you. It's okay. As long as you know you've done everything you can do, but you've got to be strong and you've got to be courageous because sometimes life is full of risk. And if you're not strong, life will take you by surprise and it'll swallow you up. And you'll go in the direction that other people want you to go. So you got to be strong sometimes. You got to be courageous. Not be afraid to say and speak your heart. And not be afraid to say what you know inside of you is really the real deal, crying out of what you're really longing for, what you're really begging for, what you've known that you've known that you've known that you've known is part of your life and part of your destiny. It's almost like sometimes it's like do or die. If I don't get this, if I don't feel this, if I don't marry this person, if I don't get this job, if I don't go to this city, I feel like I'm just going to die. Well, that's how Jonah felt sometimes, you know? You can imagine. I mean, here's Jonah like, I am not doing that. And yet, when God ended up getting him back in alignment to go to Nineveh, you know, it put some humility in him to show him, to know that I've got to just, I don't want to, but I'll do it. I'll do it because I know God wants me to. And he ended up doing it. And then everyone in the city got sort of revived, you know, and listened to him through his repentant message. And so through that, you have to begin to realize that not everybody's going to be for you. Not everybody's going to be, you know, against you. But sometimes you got to be strong. You got to be courageous. And you got to just do it. You got to step out and do the best you can do that people don't get hurt. And he goes on to say, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. And through that doing not being afraid and not being dismayed, that means that you can't be afraid of what other people are going to think about you. You can't be afraid all the time of what other people are going to, you know, say to you. And you know, they might look at you and say, wow, you're changing and, you know, and this is changing and, you know, wow, you're a different person now. You know, and they can't wrap their brain around the new you. But you know what? That's okay. Because what it's letting you know is you can't be afraid of what you know is real for you. You just can't be afraid of what you know is real for you. And you can't be dismayed. In other words, you cannot be at a place in your life where you feel like you're not strong, you're not firm, you're going to just be falling apart at the moment someone disagrees with you. You can't be that way. You've got to be the person who is courageous and bold and fearless to know that you've got to do what you've got to do. And that's what I love about life, is understanding that when you take risks like that, you're taking a chance. You're taking a big chance. And you might say that, and I know a lot of people say this, what if I make a wrong move? What if I make a wrong mistake? What if I do this? Well, you know, life is full of mistakes, folks. I mean, up until this point, let me ask you a question. Up until this point right now, how many of you right now are alive and well listening to me? Which I'm hoping you're alive. If not, we got a miracle in our hands if you're dead listening to me. But if you're alive right now, you know, are you pretty good right now? Are you pretty happy maybe? You woke up this morning, you're doing pretty good. Life is okay. Didn't say perfect, but you're doing okay. Then guess what? Let me ask you this another question. How many mistakes have you had in your past? If you're 40 years old, if you're 30 years old or 20, or if you're 50 or 60 years old, how many mistakes? You could probably say, well, I couldn't even count them, Jeremy. There's like hundreds and hundreds of mistakes I've had all of my life. Okay, well, guess what? Look at you right now. You turned out pretty good, didn't you? You're still alive. You're still doing good. You still got some joy. You know why? Because you made it through life's experiences, and those actually built you to where you are. And through the depression, the sadness, the sorrow, the oops, I messed up, man, I made a wrong decision, God was faithful to turn everything around for your good, wasn't He? I mean, hey, if you're still alive, you're still doing good right now, you're listening to me, the sound of my voice, then guess what? You made it through. You made it through all your thousands and thousands of mistakes in your life. And through that, you know what? Guess what? You did good, didn't you? You did okay. And there's going to be thousands of more mistakes in your life. You can't confess it away. You can't, you know, pray it away. You can't, you know, God has to tell me the truth of every moment of every day of what I need to do so I'll never make a mistake. Unfortunately, God will not do that to you. What God will do is lead you down a path, and he'll guide you, he'll protect you, and he'll be there. But sometimes he knows you're going to have to go through some things of life, and that's just life, folks. And you might say, well, why? Hey, you know what? There's not always answers to why. When people ask me as a prophet, you know, why has this happened? Why does that happen? The truth is, I don't care if you're a prophet or apostle or whatever. Not everyone has the answers. Not everyone has the answers to the whys. No one does. In fact, Jesus himself walked the earth, and yet he did what was faithful. But he even asked, you know, he even asked God in prayer. He's like, if it be possible, can you take this cup from me? I mean, he was sort of not wanting to. I mean, he knew to do this, but to say he wasn't necessarily afraid sometimes, well, sure he was. Or maybe, you know, wondering, I'm sure he probably wondered sometimes, is making the right decision? But he knew what God told him. He knew what his destiny was, and he went through and fulfilled it. And that's how you have to be sometimes. You have to begin to look at that and say, I've got to just take a chance, take a risk of faith, and if it turns out to be an oops, you know what? It's not a problem for me, because it's going to be turned around for my good anyway. God promises you that. Think of it this way. Why would God promise us that scripture that says that God will turn all things around for our good if he didn't mean it? Because why would God say that scripture? God says that scripture simply because of fact he's letting you know you're going to make tons and tons of mistakes in your life, and it's going to be okay. I'll turn them around for you. It's going to be okay. I'm going to turn them around for you. So God knew. God planned it. God planned the fact you're going to make mistakes. He didn't plan the fact you'll never miss God. He didn't plan the fact you'll get it right every time. He didn't plan the fact that, you know, of all these things. But he did plan the fact that you're going to mess up a lot in your life. And he's like, no big deal. Trust me, I'll turn around for good. So be strong today. Be courageous today. Be full of boldness. Let's read another scripture. Psalm 32, verse 8. God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Isn't that beautiful? I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and I will counsel you with all my loving eye upon you. And basically what he's saying here is this. He's saying, I will instruct you. Don't worry, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you. And the way he teaches us is in the midst of our faith on the journey. You know, sometimes people say, I want God to teach me beforehand. I want God to teach me and show me in advance all my mistakes I'm going to make and everything's going to happen. No, you know why? Because you wouldn't do it. If God showed you the mistakes you're going to make in your future, do you really think you're going to fall through with it? I mean, come on, folks. Or you would try to plan an escape from those mistakes. And then how many know that you could probably make the worst mistake, or, you know, a much worse mistake, or maybe even goof up the plan of maybe what that mistake can begin to be turned out to become something beautiful. And so you can't sort of wish things away, pray things away. You have to begin to realize that life is about taking chances and risk. And when you do that, God will be there with you. And he says, I'll instruct you. And sometimes he will teach you in the midnight hour. Sometimes he'll teach you and show you the moment you take a step and say, you know, the moment you step and you say, bam, like a bomb going off, bam. And all of a sudden, it's like he's teaching you right then and there. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I needed you to teach me last week so I can make this proper, you know, step. And yet, that's not how God works. God works in faith. He works in taking risk. And can we be guaranteed that everything in life will be turning out the way it should? And you know, I took this chance and I believe God and this happened, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you look back and you say 20 years later, you know, oh man, I ended up getting fired from that job. Oh, that marriage didn't turn out. Or, you know, she wasn't the right one, or he wasn't the right one. You know, it's not what I thought. You know, did I make a mistake? No. Maybe at the very beginning you did make a mistake. Maybe you actually did the right thing. And maybe years later, you just evolved into something different. And now you're looking for a higher truth in what God wants for you and God wants for the other person or whatever. And so you can't always hold yourself to say that if I hear God, that it's going to be that way the rest of my life. It's not always true. Now, covenants and commitments and stuff like that, sure, you know, sure, we see that to be true. But the thing is, though, if people don't grow together and they grow separate, then sometimes things happen. And when they happen, they just happen, folks, you know. And I think through that, you have to begin to look at life and say, you know, as long as we can grow together and we can respect one another, love one another, if we can do this thing, if we can, you know, if I can get this job, and I can be faithful to do what I need to do in my job, be faithful of whatever I'm required to do in my job because I took a risk of faith, then you know what? That faith, that risk will pay off for you. God will honor that. And one day, you might not know how He's going to honor it, but He will honor it because you reap what you sow. He will honor that one day in your life when you look back and you say, you know, well, you know what? I felt like I made the right decision and I got fired. I felt like I made the right decision, you know, and yet this happened to me. I felt like I made the right decision, and 20 years later, you know, the company closed down. Well, you know what? You had 20 good years there, you know, so what you complain about, you know? And you have to realize that through that, God will lead you into something greater. Or maybe a bridge crossing season where you just cross the bridge until you get to something greater. But you got to begin to be faithful and take a risk and take a chance. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid when God is saying, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to instruct you. Go by faith. You know, don't be afraid. Be strong. Be courageous. Take what you know that I'm sent to you. Because what I'm sending you now might be your only option. It might be your only chance of life to have true happiness, true joy, true love, or true success, or the money you're looking for. Because if you don't, you'll regret it the rest of your life, folks. And trust me, you will. You'll look back one day and say, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I marry this person? Why didn't I take this job? Why didn't I move to Chicago? Why didn't I, you know, blah, blah, blah. You'll find yourself doing that one day. Do you really want your life to be full of that? Do you want your life to be full of those questions of, what if I was to taken that route? What if I took that route? Where would I be now? So don't do that to yourself. Don't do it. Respect yourself enough to take a risk and say, you know what? I feel like I'm ready. And I've got you know how the old saying is, I got all my ducks in a row, which means you got everything aligned, you know, perfectly and how you want it. And that's not always true, but sometimes you can try your hardest to get everything aligned. And if it doesn't always turn out the way you want it, you know what? It's okay. That's where faith kicks in. Just bring yourself to a place where you fully commit to what it is you're doing by faith. And when you fully commit, don't doubt, don't fear, don't look back. You know, don't find yourself saying, what if it doesn't work? Well, what if it does? You know, there's a 50-50 chance here. Here's what I've realized in life. There's a 50-50 chance of life. And 50% chance of life says, you know, what if it makes it and explodes and this is great? And the other 50% says, what if it doesn't make it? Which 50% do you want to take your chance on? Do you want to start thinking positive and pulling your full energy and everything you have into the positivity of saying, you know what, this is what I'm taking. I'm putting everything I have into it because it's going to make it. It's going to survive. It's going to explode. It's going to be everything I wish it could be. Do you want to do that, or do you want to go into anything halfway in a negative way saying, I just don't know. What if it doesn't turn out? Well, then you know what? You're not putting expectation and joy before you. The Bible says, let your joy go before you. That's what I would say to you, is let your joy go before you today. Give it the excitement, the energy that you need, that it deserves. You know, I like to consider my situations a person. And I like to say, as that person, as that situation or that circumstance is, it deserves to be fed into. It deserves all the love, the nurturing, the power, the energy, the positivity. It deserves that. You owe it to that. You owe the situation your fullness to say, I'm giving everything I have to you. I'm going into it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to turn out great. And you know what? 9 out of 10, it's going to turn out amazing. It's going to turn out great. It's going to be awesome the rest of your life. But sometimes doubt and fear can set in if you go into anything. Put it this way. If you go into anything with any type of poison, that poison will come back to bite you. And that poison is negativity. You can't go into anything with any type of poison thinking, what if it doesn't work? What if it didn't, you know, what if I made the wrong decision, but I feel like it was the right decision? Then you're poisoning it from the very beginning. But, you know, it's like the old saying, you're jinxing it from the beginning. Well, you are. You're poisoning it from the very beginning, and so it's not going to turn out. Because life demands your attitude. And it demands the right attitude. And whatever you pour into that, that's how it's going to turn out to be for you. You've got to pour everything you have into it because life commands you and requires you and desires for you to give it the fullness. You know, Jesus said, The words I speak are spirit and life. Don't you owe it to your own life and your own risk-taking chances for you? Don't you owe that same thing of the words of Jesus to be in you? Which means give it life, spirit and life. Give it all you can. Speak life into what you're going into. And when you do, it's going to turn out amazing. It's going to turn out beautiful. Because you know what? You've already taken a step of faith, taken, you know, a risk, and through that you've spoken life into it, and you've spoken positivity into it. You've spoken everything you need to speak into it, and guess what? Nine times out of ten, it's going to turn out absolutely beautiful. It's going to work for you, hopefully, the rest of your life. So don't be afraid to take a risk, guys. So thank you again for tuning in today to our podcast. I'm always honored that every one of you decided to tune in to us every Wednesday. We have thousands and thousands of listeners, and I'm so appreciative that you guys are being a part of our ministry and getting my books, getting my teachings, my downloads, my courses. You guys keep us afloat. You really do. Sometimes people forget the fact that, you know what, our employees, my team is actually, you know, paid for, and their paychecks are paid by you ordering one book. One book can make a big difference. One course can make a big difference. If every one of you begin to just get on our hot off the press book club, getting a book from me every month, or, you know, getting a teaching from me maybe weekly, or, you know, getting one of my courses, you know, maybe every 3 months, you'd be shocked and amazed how we don't have to suffer. We can be able to, you know, give our team, you know, the paychecks they deserve, and move into, you know, the place of not worrying about things like that. So that's why it's important for each one of us. So if you guys are truly blessed from our podcast, truly blessed from all the revelation I pour into my books, then I would just say this back. Then honor the sacrifices that I make by helping us out financially, because that would mean the world to us. It really would. And we can continue to do our missions work to help people out there who need help so bad, and we can be what we need to be. We can be a light to a dark world. So thank you again for tuning in. You guys have an amazing week, and don't forget to create your day. Create the day you want today, and make the best out of it. And guess what? Take a risk of faith today.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.